Usually at this time on Wednesdays, we bring you our feature Night School. We check in with the instructor of a different continuing education class from around our listening area. Well, today, it's a lesson of a different kind. You could call it a flipper finesse, perhaps. Before Halo, before Pac-Man, even before Pong, there was pinball, and there's plenty of passion for the age-old anchor of the arcade right here in Vancouver. Kyle Seller is the president of the Vancouver Regional Pinball Association. I met up with him at the Lion's Lair Arcade on Granville Island the other day.
I've always had a love for pinball machines, and I just thought, you know, let's see if anyone else locally is into pinball. So I did a post on a news group on the computer, and I got about four replies, and it was just decided with me and another guy that we'd just give it a bang and see if we could start something up. So we created a website, and then we had our first meeting about 2 weeks later, and there was about seven people, and then basically from then on there we've been building it up, and we've got about 40 members now and a new website and getting a lot of popularity, and it's pretty great.
Tell me a little bit about these people. Is it guys, women, young people, older people?
Well, we've got older people, we've got quite a few kids coming along, and I think our youngest is Miss Pinstar. And she's about six, I would say. And we've got people in all ages, all kinds.
You called her Miss Pinstar. Yes. What, do you have names for all your players?
Yeah, pretty much everyone's got nicknames, like Waz. And my nickname is Billion, according to some people, but I've got a few other ones. And my friend Dale, I call him the Godfather, because he's the Godfather of pinball, because he has quite a big addiction, and he owns about 70 games now, and he can't stop buying them.
And where do you play?
We have tournaments every 6 weeks, and we play at our members' houses, and we also go play in arcades, and actually a lot of us are pretty serious players, so we travel across the country and play in the States and California and all sorts of places.
How many arcades still have pinball machines? Because you just said we play at home. And also, when we walked in here, one of you said, whoa, do they even have a pinball machine? So are they hard to find?
Well, you would think they are. And probably to the normal person, they're not around. But if you know how to find them, they're actually everywhere, believe it or not. And our website actually shows a detailed list of every single pinball machine pretty much in the Lower Mainland, and there's a lot of games out there.
Do you have one?
One? Yeah, I've got a lot more than one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got about 14, I think, right now.
Where do you keep 14 pinball machines?
Friends, family, my dad's house, my garage, basement, everywhere. It's quite an addiction.
Is it a costly addiction or a fruitful addiction? Are they worth a lot, these machines?
Well, they can go from a couple $100s, so anyone can really get into it, to about $10,000. So it's a very, very big range. But you can get a really, really nice machine probably for about $400 or $500.
And why do you love it so much?
Well, I think it's, I come from a video game background. I'm a video game designer, and it's just it's more of an immersive experience. I mean, it's a really physical experience with pinball. Video games are really pattern-based, and pinball is a lot more random, but it's also a lot more skillful. So you can play a game 100 times, and you'll pretty much get a different experience every time you play. So it never gets old.
Okay, believe it or not, I don't think I've ever played. If I have, I've forgotten. So can you teach me?
Well, I could teach you, but my good friend Eden Stamm, he's the number one player in Canada, and he's here right now to show you a couple tricks.
A roller skating penguin, how amazing.
Okay, so you're going to teach me how to do this?
You betcha.
Okay. Do I have the right stance?
Oh, hey, all you got to do is stand in front of it, be aware that there's flippers. There's buttons at each finger.
These buttons, okay,
right,
this is a flipper.
Right, and they will control the flippers. You're going to see there's two flippers down near the bottom.
Okay.
And there's one up near the top here. Do you see this?
Yes, yes, okay, yeah.
Right, so if the ball ever comes near this one too, hitting the right button will just activate that one as well.
All right, this is the right button, that one's done. Okay.
Right, now you're going to notice there's a start button flashing there, right on the front of the machine.
Right here?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it? Okay, so the game started. Now what you're going to want to do, you're going to see the balls here in what's called the shooter lane. And
okay,
you're
going to
want to give this a pull. And once you do and let it go, the ball's going to get into play. You're going to want to hit the ball when it comes near the flippers. Try to keep it alive.
Yikes. Okay, here we go. Oh! Oh! Oh, look at that! Look! Oh, how was that?
That's unbelievable.
Look at that. There are lights flashing.
You say you've never played.
You say you've never played.
Look at that. Look at that.
You're keeping the ball alive, and that's half the battle. Yes.
Oh.
This is amazing. It keeps staying alive.
Did I do anything?
Well, you shot into the mode start, so it's going to start a specific mode that you're supposed to do, and you make specific shots at targets to complete it.
Oh.
And that's one down, but it's only one. So you have two more balls.
Okay.
Already you have this amazing way of almost catching the ball, so you're doing a great job. And
that
straight
is
down the
so
middle.
Sad.
Now, if you're very careful, mm-hmm. you see the word skill is flashing there. If you can softly plunge it right into that spot, you get the most points.
I can softly plunge?
Yes, just pull it. Don't pull it back all the way. Just part way.
Oh.
That was perfect.
But it's gone.
But it's gone just like that.
Just like that. What do you think of my potential?
It was very good. I have to tell you, that was an amazing first game. I wasn't sure when the ball was going to go down. That was excellent.
So what do you do in your real life?
I actually deliver pizza for Boston Pizza.
When you compete, is it lucrative?
There's some pretty good prizes. I'm actually going to the Pinball World Championships in 2.5 weeks, and the first prize is $12,000. So hopefully this is the year I'll get it.
Excellent. Great. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
You too.
That's my adventure at the Lion's Lair Arcade on Granville Street. Kyle Seller and Eden Stam were kind enough to guide me through their pinball jungle. Thanks, guys. Kyle mentioned a list that his group maintains on a website with the details of almost every pinball machine in the Lower Mainland. You can check it out for yourself online at vrpa.ca.